To now go to Head Start on Government Policies. Dr. Wayne Archibald is the Executive Director of Green Solutions International. Christina Beckerberg is Vice President of International Programs at CADMUS. And Judith Ephraim is the Program Coordinator for the Sustainable Energy Unit at OECS Commission. And they now join us to speak about their efforts to develop the capacity of citizens across the region to provide safe, quality solar PV solutions for residential and commercial clients. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for having us today.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. So, Dr. Archibald, let's start with you. Tell us about Green Solutions.
Well, good morning again, and thank you very much for having us share this time with you. So, first of all, Green Solutions, it's an international regional company, an energy company, we like to consider ourselves, that that works in the renewable space. So we are a training provider. We provide training opportunities for our citizens in the Caribbean, and we are also a local installation company that we do both commercial and residential solar installations.
Okay. And Judith, can you tell us about the OECS Commission and what it is that you do and how you're involved in this?
Okay. So the OECS Commission, Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, It is an intergovernmental organization aimed at regional integration in the OECS. Mm-hmm. So we have 11 member states, and we support our member states. Most of them are quite small. But we support them in terms of policy harmonization, looking at opportunities for us to build economies of scale, and areas that are critical to our development, including sustainable energy, which we see as a priority for our development in terms of competitiveness and a high quality of living.
Okay.
So we became involved in this because we saw this as a way of supporting our sustainable energy goals for the region.
Okay.
Christina, now tell us about your work at CADMUS.
Sure, and again, thank you for having us today. The CADMUS Group is a global sustainability consulting firm. We work all across the world and are most well known for our work working with, in an island context. We've worked across the entire Caribbean, working with utilities and regulators and government ministries to help them design and think through how to implement clean energy policies and strategies. And that's how we got to know GSI and Dr. Archibald is through supporting his team with integrating a policy perspective to training programs that he helps develop.
Okay.
So, Dr. Archibald, explain for us the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners and the whole issue of photovoltaics. What is that?
Okay. Well, one of the things that we realized very early on is that we need to develop the workforce in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the solar workforce development, it includes online training, on-the-job training, curriculum development, and other activities that prepare people for solar energy careers, advance their skills, educate them in ways in which solar can impact their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So while installation jobs comprise about 2/3 of the solar workforce, there are a lot of professions that range from power system engineering, manufacturing, building system design that also work in solar energy, right? So it also includes roles that are either direct or indirectly related to solar, such as real estate, finance, insurance, fire code enforcement, state regulations, and so on. So we partnered with the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners, NACEP, in order to bring this industry-leading training to the Caribbean. Because one of the things we find is that just like how you would go out and get a licensed electrician to wire your house, right, then you should get someone who is certified, who is knowledgeable of the relevant codes and standards and so on in order to install solar on your home. Right? And do it in a safe and efficient manner.
Okay. Now, Judith, tell us about the collab between yourself and Dr. Archibald.
Okay, so I think for the longest while, we have recognized that there is need for us to really support our member states at all levels to build capacity for sustainable energy. Because this is a fairly new area.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of interest, but, you know, it's not easy for persons to get training. Mm-hmm. We have people who have moved from, say, they were an electrician, or you have young people who are coming up who are interested, and they find themselves in there. But they are not certified. So they have some basic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They may have gathered some additional knowledge on their way. But we thought it was necessary for them to be properly trained, get the fundamentals, then be certified, because we know that's important if you want to create a high-quality market.
Yes.
So we actually reached out to the Caribbean Development Bank with a proposal. And they supported our proposal, and actually they enhanced it. So we were not only looking at PV installers, but we were also looking at electrical inspectors, because that's another arm that is very important. So if you have a system on your home, you want to make sure that it is something that has been approved by your the authority in your country, which is responsible for safety and regulations.
Yes.
And so we needed to strengthen both arms. So CDB supported over 200 persons in the OECS and getting that basic training. So it was both for the PV installers and for some inspectors. And really, we see this as contributing to expanding the knowledge and the solar market. And one of the things we have happening now is the Eastern Caribbean Solar Challenge, where we're hoping by 2025 to have at least 6.5 megawatts of distributed solar PV on our roofs. So we see this being a very good collaboration in helping to build a capacity for that project and for expected demand in the future.
Okay.
Okay. And so, Christina, tell us about CADMUS's involvement in this particular project.
Sure. We are collaborating with GSI on a...
Hello, Christina?
In Jamaica.
Okay.
Yep, can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you now.
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'd say we're collaborating most closely with GSI right now on a 3-year project that is a project of USAID Jamaica and their Strengthening Energy Sector Resilience in Jamaica programming and the Jamaica Energy Resilience Alliance, JIRA. And in the program, we're aiming to strengthen the ability of Jamaica's energy sector to withstand and also quickly rebound from a natural or human-made shock, like a major power outage, hurricane, strong storms, by adopting solar technologies or solar and storage together. And so we've formed an alliance that combines Jamaican and international private sector and nonprofit organizations that are partnering with currently the tourism sector and as well as expanding to manufacturing and other small and medium-sized enterprises and industrial facilities to help build out a pipeline of projects to invest in solar and solar and storage. And we're combining outreach campaigns and education as part of the way to help sort of create a supply and demand for investing in solar. Now, it's difficult to build a lot of projects without having a strong workforce, and that's where GSI comes into our project. GSI, together with UE Mona, are supporting the Jamaica Energy Resilience Alliance with developing a series of trainings that are NAPSEP certified, which, as Wayne highlighted, are really, really important to be able to give the credibility to any investor about the quality of the solar installation. And so we've been partnering with them to develop and implement a series of trainings on PV installation as well as on inspection, and have been able to also subsidize the cost of the course so that more people are able to participate, and therefore we can have a wider set of individuals who are trained and more qualified to be able to support the growing market.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break for the time. See, then we just ask you all to remain. When we come back, we continue. Welcome back to Rare Business. We continue our conversation with Dr. Wayne Archibald, Executive Director of Green Solutions, Christina Beckett-Berg, Vice President of International Programs at CADMAS, and Judith Ephraim, Program Coordinator of the Sustainable Energy Unit at the OECS Commission. They're speaking with us about their efforts to develop the capacity of citizens across the region to provide safe, quality solar PV installations for residential and commercial clients. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Dr. Archibald, the training that is provided, who are you targeting for this training? And tell us a little bit about the duration and what participants receive at the end.
Okay. Basically, we're targeting, I would like to support anyone that has an interest in the solar industry. But specifically, throughout the region, we've trained installers, people who are currently working in the solar industry, inspectors, designers, we've trained people in sales and marketing, policymakers, and other professionals in other areas, even bankers and financiers and stuff like that, who are interested in learning the intimate details of how solar works and how the installation works. Now, since COVID, one of the things that we've done to move the training forward is to develop an online platform where we can actually have a combination of online, where they can do it on demand at their own pace, and also provide weekly tutorials via Zoom, so that we can have interaction, students can have interactions with the instructors. Now, the course is generally, in most cases, it takes at least 30 days to complete the course. The NAPSEP Associate course is the most comprehensive, the most fundamental course that we offer. So that would be your starting point before you can move up to the different levels of certification and stuff like that. So, the way that we realize, for the average person out there, right, I should just mention that the electricity prices that we have in the Caribbean, they're extremely high.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? With an average of at least 34 cents per kilowatt hour, and as high as 50 cents per kilowatt hour in some areas, which is nearly four times the price paid in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Right? So as the pendulum swings back now, to higher gas prices and stuff like that, it makes it very difficult for families to be able to afford some of the very basic things that they need.
Yeah.
So we realize, like, one of the keys, there are many keys to solving this problem, but one of the main keys, and which is what we're speaking about today, is to have an innovative solar workforce to address some of these challenges that we have. And this also will help to lower the soft cost. I'm not sure if Christina mentioned that, the non-hardware cost of solar energy, which is really responsible for at least 2/3 of the cost of solar installation. But that's really goes to the heart of what we're about and what we bring to the region.
Okay. Now, Judith, over 500 individuals were trained during the last 2 years. This was funded by the CDB and the OECS states. What is it that you saw in the OECS member states in terms of accessing the training programs?
I would say there's over 200 in our case. I'm not sure for the total number with Dr. Archibald, but under our initiative with him, it was over 200.
Okay.
In terms of what do we see in the member states in terms of what?
In terms of people accessing the training programs?
Oh, there was very, very high interest. I think we were oversubscribed. We tried to really open it up to anyone. So we had people from 18 to in their 60s participating in this,
yes.
And persons who were already working, as well as people who were new. Because, you know, it's not easy to get access to training of that level in our region. So we don't have this readily accessible. So I think persons were quite keen, and, you know, we've had repeated requests since this first round of training has been completed for additional training. I think the fact that it was actually during the pandemic, and so we had the online, although it was mm-hmm. not the intention, okay. the original plan, but people found it was a tough course, to be yeah. honest. You needed to be dedicated. Okay. But there was still flexibility, which allowed persons to, you know, work around their time schedule. They got additional skills. They got a time to opportunity to network with colleagues who are also involved in the course. So we worked with Dr. Archibald to make it very interactive so that they did not miss out on that in-person yes. Experience. Mm-hmm. And so they got to discuss not only what was in the course, which was, of course, beneficial in their interactive sessions, but they also, up to now, they're still collaborating on projects and on ideas. And it really is a nice community that has kind of evolved from that gathering. But I think it really has given us an opportunity to really start to build this sector at the local level and at the regional level, which is important. Because when we speak about things like the green economy, we speak mm-hmm. about entrepreneurship, green entrepreneurship, opportunities for youth. These are the types of opportunities that we want to engage and promote. So like I said, the access was there to those through their ministry, but I think there's continued interest and, we were happy that we were able to empower our people through this initiative.
Okay. So, Christina, are you getting the workforce that you need? Are the people being trained fast enough? And women, have you seen what percentage of your workforce are women who have been trained?
Sure. We are about almost 1 year into the Jamaica Energy Resilience Alliance and the Strengthening Energy Sector Resilience Program with USAID. So we've done our first round of training and we have 41 students taking a PV Associates course, which is an mid-level installer course, and we had 22 students take the inspector course, and both all of these students are based in Jamaica, so really supporting the needs of our program. We're really pleased to see that 38% of these participants were female.
Great.
The solar industry tends to attract primarily men, and there are a lot of opportunities for women to engage in the workforce, whether it's on the installation or inspection or also on the programming side at the utility and government levels as well. They're on the sales side. So we're really pleased to see an uptick in participation. We will be offering an additional course in the new calendar year, so please stay tuned for that and can learn more about that on the CADMIS website as well, which is cadmisgroup.com/Jamaica Energy to sign up for more trainings as well. But we do need more and are looking forward to having some more participants in our trainings in the year ahead.
Okay. Dr. Archibald, you have the final word. What can we expect going forward?
Well, first, I would just like to publicly thank Christine and Judith for joining on this interview this morning.
Okay.
And going forward, what we are doing at GSA basically is we have formed strategic alliances with companies such as CADMIS, with organizations such as OECS, basically two heads are better than one.
Yes.
And in many cases, two companies are better than one, especially when they combine resources, share expertise in order to continue to build capacity in the region. And what we're doing at GSI is basically bringing like industry-leading technical training and certification, not just to the solar industry, but to other areas of renewable energy. And our team has the experience, the expertise, to be able to help to make our island like 100% renewable and energy independent.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful day.
Thank you for having us today.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That was Dr.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Dr. Wayne Archibald, Executive Director of Green Solutions, Christina Becker-Burke, Vice President of International Programs at CADMAS, and Judith Ephraim, Program Coordinator of the Sustainable Energy Unit at the OECS Commission. And they were speaking with us about their efforts to develop the capacity of citizens across the region to provide safe quality solar PV installations for residential and commercial clients.